Sorry, Mark, there you are, face to face with raw nature. Carry on.
So we're just about to tuck into our pasta, which was sitting just off the stove over in the corner, and the skunk turned up and ate it for us. So we didn't have any dinner that night.
Little tiny skunk?
We didn't dare go anywhere near it to try and wrestle the pasta off the little blighter.
Yeah, you say we're terrified of skunks, but I understand you've really got to try and wring its neck for it to put that stuff in. Apparently it doesn't smell that bad anyway. Sorry, Laurie.
Do you know how you get rid of the smell of skunk? You have to sit in a bath and fill the bath with loads of tomato sauce. Honestly, tomato sauce gets rid of the smell.
This is the queerest Yankeeism.
It does. I've heard that really works.
If your dog rolls in something smelly, clean it.
Now, hang on.
Ketchup.
Mark's pasta here has been eaten by...
So I'm saying the skunk may have been neutralised anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah?
Mark, so already it's a bad evening. It's a bad evening already. Carry on.
So we had a few beers around the campfire and besides the bed. There's five of us. My girlfriend and I and my brother and his girlfriend and my sister.
Uh-huh.
And we all zip up for the night in the tent. And all of a sudden, we hear this crunching around the tent.
Mm-hmm.
And half the pasta is still left sitting in a pan. And so I think, oh no, what's happened? So I zip up the tent carefully,
yeah,
get out my torch, and point it in the direction of the sound. And there's a bear staring me in the face.
What kind of bear? How big?
I don't know, but it was as tall as I am. I'm about 6 foot. So it was staring me right in the eyes. And it was about 15 yards away.
And did it go?
No, it just kind of looked and blinked its eyes at me. And I didn't dare move.
And did it just toddle off?
No, it just stood there and looked at me. And I turned the torch off straight away and I said, oh no, it's a bear. Obviously, everybody else was listening.
And then what happened?
The tent, zip, zip, zip. Everybody put
their hands out. Yeah, those zips, they'll see a bear off, all right. Yeah.
Let's have a look. And I went, no. They're going to turn the torch on. No, don't turn the torch on. Anyway, we all huddled into one tent because we were all absolutely scared stiff.
Yeah.
And we're all sitting there thinking, we heard it crawling around. Nothing, we all sort of dropped off to sleep after an hour or so, and then my sister shook me and said, I want to go to the toilet.
Oh, no.
What do I do?
Go to the toilet, you're on your own.
So we zipped the tent up, had another look out, and we just saw the bear with the pasta walking off into the distance, its backside just trundling off.
What do you mean with the pasta?
It had a big handful of pasta in its paw.
What was spaghetti, was it?
It was spaghetti bolognese.
Actually, walking away with a handful of spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah.
Should have been taking it back to the cave to feed the young bear.
Yeah.
And
it was walking away with a handful. You see, I may have seen too many Three Stooges films. I may have seen too many cartoons. But when somebody wants to go to the toilet when you're in a tent and there's lots of you and the rest of you don't want to go, don't you have those kind of sort of rod restings where you lift the tent up and all kind of walk along with the tent? It wasn't that an option of getting away from the bear, the whole tent.
It had an integral ground sheet. We could have cut holes in it, I suppose. And carried it along with us, yeah.
But you don't know where the bear ended up, or whether it enjoyed the meal, or whether it was ever going to come back.
No, we did. It didn't enjoy it because it didn't come back to finish the rest off.
It must have been very, very frightening for everyone concerned. And any stories that always have bears in them, Al.
No, they're solid gold dust. Exactly.
Solid.